What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can draw all its four legs and its head completely inside its shell?
That's turk. We call it turk.
Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on the land? I mean, it's the same thing, only he lives on the land.
That's a gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Inside the hog, we call them chitlins.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body right here, across here?
His breast.
Okay. Now, if you had a little thing with oars on it that you could roll around on a lake, what would you call that?
Go what you mean.
You know, if you could roll around on a lake on the water, like you'd use to take fishing?
That's a boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Okay. Would you just say slip or?
A case. Okay. Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
A bunch of beads.
A bunch? Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other real bad, you might say that one man really did what to the other one?
Whooped the other.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down? You might say he was down on his...
back part of his legs.
Yeah, or, you know, if somebody's squatting out there, you say he's squatting on his what?
Knee. Squatting on his squat on.
Yeah, you know how you squat down. No, you're not on your knees. You're like
that's
this.
Squat.
You know, if you're just down like that, then what do you say you're squatting on? That's right here. What do you call that?
Squatting on his thigh.
Well, I mean on his haunches or something like that they've got here. It'd be like haunches, hunkers, hunkles. That's words they've got there. Well, if you don't know, I mean, you know. Let's see, what are some words that mean a stingy person? Can you think of somebody, you know, what you might call somebody that is real stingy? You might call him an old.
I call him close.
Close, or? Okay. Now, suppose somebody is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You know, not necessarily old clothes or anything, but they're just, I mean, it's something that you wouldn't wear. Then you'd say he looks
bad.
Just bad? Or, you know, say somebody was wearing their Sunday clothes and, I don't know. Say he was just wearing clothes that just really look funny. You'd say, how would he look?
His clothes don't fit if you don't look either.
Okay. Now, if this were a woman, would you say anything special?
Well, yes, I would. And I mean, I'd say the same thing.
She just doesn't look good?
No.
Okay. Now, they've got words like tacky, slouchy,
well, that's
touchy.
Right. That's the main thing about the tacky.
Tacky.
And slouchy, them two things.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
well.
Fine.
Okay, what would you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really, what?
Dressed up.
Okay. What word, would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You'd say he is certainly, what, for his age?
He does well for his age.
Okay. You'd say the lazy, unambitious person is very, what?
Okay.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood, okay.